Your Royal Highness, Prime Minister, distinguished guests, people of Hong Kong. For Hong Kong as a whole, today is cause for celebration, not sorrow. But here and there, perhaps there will be a touch of personal sadness, as is true of any departure, a point to which I shall return. History is not just a matter of dates. What makes history is what comes before and what comes after the dates that we all remember. The story of this great city is about the years before this night and the years of success that will surely follow it. Of course, Hong Kong's story is not solely that of the century and a half of British responsibility, though it is the conclusion of that chapter that we mark tonight. This chapter began with events that, from today's vantage point, at the end of the following century, none of us here would wish or seek to condone. This is a Chinese city, a very Chinese city, with British characteristics. No dependent territory has been left more prosperous. None with such a rich texture and fabric of civil society, professions, churches, newspapers, charities, civil servants of the highest probity and the most steadfast commitment to the public good. I have no doubt that with people here holding on to these values which they cherish, Hong Kong's star will continue to climb. I said that tonight's celebration will be tinged for some with sadness. So it will be for my family and myself, and for others who, like us, will soon depart from this shore. I am the 28th governor, the last governor. Like all the other governors and their families, my wife, my children, and myself will take Hong Kong home in our hearts. You have been kind to us. You have made us welcome. It has been the greatest honor and privilege of my life to share your home for 5 years and to have some responsibility for your future. Now, Hong Kong people are to run Hong Kong. That is the promise, and that is the unshakable destiny.